Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling. Hey, I was wondering, time we use your you get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs. We still have those, Melody?
Yeah, we got a ton of them back in the prize closet.
What color are they?
You know, they are blue and black.
Cobalt blue?
Yeah, pretty dark.
Dark blue.
All right. So you grab one of those, which is what's going to happen, because Joe's going to get one for this question. And I asked if you were hungry, because a lot of times when you're hungry, a question about food will have a different impact on you, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Hey, Eric, this came up at work and we couldn't reach a consensus. I was wondering, does a mashed potato sandwich sound good or not? It's an excellent question, Joe. It's a question that I don't know that I've ever been asked, and that's why I love Hey, I Was Wondering. Just a bunch of guys sitting around in the shop when one of them looks at the other and goes, how about a mashed potato sandwich?
Wow.
Think that sounds good? The other guy's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Under normal circumstances, yes, but I'm guessing since you and Whip are both of and Violetta are not very hungry, it probably doesn't sound very good to you right now.
Maybe in desperation or something.
Yeah.
If you have no utensils, you have no spoon, no fork, but you have some mashed potatoes, there's no other choice but to put it on bread so you can handle it.
So that's kind of beside the point.
Yeah, well, in other words, I'd
just
say...
You're actually going out and creating a mashed potato sandwich, not because you're limited and you don't
I'm
have any other choice.
That's the only way. Otherwise, I think it's a no-go.
So you wouldn't have any interest in it?
No.
Okay, mashed potato sandwich. Does that sound good to you, Melissa?
Honestly, no, but I think what ruins it for me is the, before you get it finished, soggy bread. You know, like it might be very...
You'd have to have some very liquidy mashed potatoes. Maybe they're fluffy and thick, which was what we were going to call this show before we all started working out.
Yeah, we're ripped.
Right. Fluffy and thick in the morning. Violetta, mashed potato sandwich?
It's a texture thing to me. I don't think so, because I like there to be bite in my sandwich, and it would just get all mushy and squish out. So, no, I don't think so. But I did just have the best mashed potatoes of my life last weekend.
Really? Where was that?
It was at Kalo's up north, which I've never been to. It's like an Italian restaurant, but they were garlic mashed, and they had chunks of potato in there.
So when the chunks are in, that's good stuff.
Yeah, so maybe if it was chunky.
That might thicken up your mashed potatoes, which will fit well on a sandwich. Joe goes on to say, I love mashed potatoes, and I love sandwiches. Hence the reason I asked the question, but the guys in the shop didn't think that sounded good. I think they're crazy. We thought we'd ask you guys. 312-233-1019. Are there any of you that just heard this question and went, I got to try that? Like, you actually decided, that does sound good. And you might actually try it, too. Mm. You're going to have a mashed potato sandwich at some point.
Wow. And now that you've said it, I have to say, in my whole life, I've never heard of anybody even mentioning that before.
This is the first I've ever heard of it. It's brand new.
Never thought of it.
This is the first creation of a food idea ever.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I agree.
Like somewhere Gordon Ramsay's going, why didn't I think of that?
Seriously.
It's never crossed my mind till now.
Why didn't I think of that? Like the mashed potatoes that you were just talking about you had might be good in sandwich form.
That's what I was thinking, because they're chunky and they still have some skin in there.
There you go. You got a little skin in the game, as they say. 312-233-1019. Basically, what's happened now is Joe, sitting in the shop right now, wants to know if he's the only guy that wants a mashed potato sandwich. Hey, Laura.
Yes.
Mashed potato sandwiches. Joe and the guys in the shop are sitting around wondering if anybody's ever had one.
Yeah, it's actually really good. I don't like gravy, though. I don't put gravy so the bread doesn't get stuck.
Ah, but you have had them, but without gravy.
Yes. Like, if you get mashed potatoes, throw your biscuits in there, top them up, throw your biscuits in there.
Look at that.
You know, with French bread, Italian bread, white bread.
Wow, a couple of carbs in that sandwich.
Yeah, I guess you could put it on a biscuit.
Just a couple, two, three carbs in there somewhere. I don't even like gravy on mashed potatoes.
I don't really either. I could definitely do without it.
I'm a butter guy. I'm not a gravy guy. I don't need gravy
on
anything.
You don't like gravy?
I don't like gravy on anything.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Mashed potato sandwich.
Yes, I actually really like it.
Really? Actively seek it out?
Yes, if you have a good biscuit, it's really good.
Everybody's going the biscuit route. I'm thinking just between two slices of white bread.
Right, sure. Just
a Wonder Bread action. Rick.
Yeah, I've been making those since I was a kid. We didn't have money that much growing up, so that would be a staple.
Right.
And it would get to the point where my mom would make like an encore entree and give us whatever encore entree was with the mashed potatoes, and I would just put them on bread to fill up.
There you go.
Really?
And
the funny thing is, I was just telling Cynthia that I was thinking about getting breakfast at like McDonald's, and then I changed my mind. I'm like, now I want that mashed potato sandwich.
Right there, right. See? That's why I was sounds wondering so if you're good. Hungry now, if this influences a decision. Look at all the mashed potato sandwich people,
that's
Terry.
That's amazing.
Right. Hi, Terry.
Hi. I'm actually a biscuit girl, too. You got to put the mashed potatoes on a biscuit. Delicious.
Yeah, mashed potatoes on a biscuit.
Woo! Everything tastes better on a biscuit.
Yeah, I guess so.
With lots of butter.
Mashed potato sandwiches, they're a thing. Whip doesn't seem that impressed. All right, let me ask you this, Whip.
Okay.
You like cereal?
I do.
What kind of cereal do you like?
Well, I like Cookie Crisp, for
all right.
One.
I mean, if I were to give you the chance to get Cookie Crisp in a box with five other cereals all mixed in there. So you got six cereals mixed together in a box.
Yes, yes.
You win on that deal?
Yeah, I'd have to. Can I choose the cereals?
Well, it's a story that we have. You're going to get. After 9 o'clock, we do a little thing here called Story Friday where these kind of things come into play. Kellogg's is selling boxes of six cereals all mixed together.
Okay. Heck yeah, I do that all the time.
It's called the All Together cereal. Each box costs $19.99.
I would buy that.
It's a mix of Frosted Flakes,
good.
Fruit Loops,
okay.
Rice Krispies.
Definitely good.
Frosted Mini Wheats.
Yes.
Raisin Bran.
Okay.
Corn Flakes.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm in on that.
All mixed together in one box.
I like the majority of them. I think that's going to be good.
Yeah.
This is like what your mom used to do to save room in the pantry. It's
no!
Like, oh, just eat them together.
All together.
It's a good idea.
It's like, stop ruining the cereal. No
idea.
Way.
I can't believe of all those I listed off, you seem the least excited about Fruit Loops, which is hands down the best one of that entire
group.
No,
out of that whole group, I like Frosted Flakes the best.
Your milk turns blue.
I don't even drink milk in my cereal. I know that's weird, too.
I
eat it
grams.
Dry. I like Golden Grahams, too. Golden Grahams are kick-ass.
All the stuff that's coming together.
Ass.
Bad night's sleep makes you crave junk food. Okay. Let's suppose you share with us now what you're craving. This is a pure indication that you had a bad night's sleep. Currently craving what, John?
Hey, first of all, thanks a lot, you guys, for the entertainment, because every day I'm a truck driver at 2:30 in the morning. This is my lunchtime,
I
am eating a burrito right now.
Oh,
wow. I should have sent my daughter to your house to have a bath, because at least you were
hook
awake.
Hook 'em horns.
Hook 'em horns, yes. Attaboy, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm on my way today, John. Hook 'em. Yep.
I love it.
Yep. Go Texas. Hey, Jim.
I'm craving Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Currently craving Taco Bell. Everybody always is. That's true. Currently craving what, Bill?
Extra crunchy Cheetos.
I'm an extra crunchy guy, too. I don't like the puff. I like the extra crunchy. You agree?
They're the best.
Yeah.
I get that for sure.
Yeah, the extra crunchy are really
I agree.
Good. Since we're on the cheese topic, hi, Andrea. Currently craving...
Utz cheese balls with ranch dressing.
Utz cheese balls dipped in ranch. Haven't tried that, but I'm open to it.
Me either.
I'm open to it.
Hmm.
At number three, Adam, currently craving.
Smoked meatloaf.
Smoked meatloaf.
Whoa, that's like aggressive.
That made my stomach growl. I love a good meatloaf.
I know you do.
I really do love a good meatloaf.
That's true. It's all about the sauce.
Erica, at number two, you're currently in the market for what?
Short rib pot stickers.
Ah,
ooh, those sound good.
Yeah.
I told you
I had that short rib poutine the other night.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Look at you. You're
good.
Getting hungry, aren't you?
Oh, I love the short
some
rib
cheese
poutine.
Curds?
Oh, yeah, it's got the cheese curds in it. Yeah, there you go. And finally, in at number one, it makes no damn sense at all, but she's craving it. Karen?
Hi, Eric. Yes, a banana sliced in half with some pineapple. Tuna fish on top on a croissant.
Ah, there it is right there. A banana pineapple tuna fish croissant.
What?
Yeah.
Are you pregnant?
Yeah, the woman's with a craving there. Yeah.
I have five kids. It might explain it.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I love bananas. I love pineapple. You can't go wrong with a croissant. The tuna fish throws me a little bit, but whatever.
Hey, why not?
Okay. To each their own.
Yeah.
Apparently now... Women in Wyoming and all bordering states can legally go topless in public.
Oh.
Totally legal.
What? Okay.
Imagine the world we live in now if 10 years ago I would have said to you, hey, guess what? You're going to go to Jewel. There's going to be a lady getting stoned legally in the parking lot. Take her top off and go shopping. It's all legal.
Right.
You'd have thought, what the hell? You're a crazy man. But it is.
This cannot
out there
be.
In Wyoming, Colorado.
What?
Yeah, you legally get stoned
come
now
on.
And then take your top off and go into Jewel.
You cannot.
Yep, it's totally legal. NBC has reported that
what?
Colorado, Utah, Kansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and yes, even Wyoming are no longer legally able to ban women from appearing topless in public. If they want to be topless in public, they can.
Like completely, no pasties,
yep.
Right?
Oh. Let them all hang out. So my question was, even though it's legal, do you really have any desire to go topless? Like the question, Debbie, now that it's legal, if you're in Wyoming and they say, oh, you can go topless, do you really have any desire? You're like, yes, I'm going to take my top off. Or do you think, nah, I'm still not doing it?
Absolutely not.
No, you would not do it.
I would not do it.
Why?
At all.
Why?
It's uncomfortable, embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh. No. All right. So even though you're stoned in the parking lot, you're keeping your top on. And then you've got Kathy. Kathy, if you could legally go topless, do you really want to? Kathy? We're having a heck of a time with the ladies here today.
Yeah.
Hey there, Kathy.
She's taking her shirt off.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. If you could legally go topless, would you?
Yes.
You would?
I would.
Like, you just go to Jewel shopping topless.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, that's a lot of information there.
Okay.
We're not going to get a lot out of Kathy, you
no,
can tell.
She's just very direct, though.
Yeah. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi.
Hi, if you could legally go topless, would you?
Never.
Never. So
never,
even
ever.
Though they say you can, doesn't mean you're actually gonna.
No, I just don't see how that would ever be necessary or comfortable or appropriate. Ever.
Right.
I mean, especially
so the question
in like
to you, Melissa,
store.
If they approved it in Illinois, so they passed a law, said, yeah, Ben, you want to go to Mariano's topless? Go ahead. What do we care? It's all legal.
Yeah.
Would you want to go topless?
No, I actually wouldn't want to. I mean, I have that breast lift, so I have the newer, smaller boobs, but I was like, I still wouldn't want to do that.
Let's suppose it's August and you're driving on the Eisenhower and you're stuck in like 2 hours outbound and your air conditioning stops working.
No.
You go, you know what? I'm taking my top off. It's just too hot.
No way. It's just not going to happen.
How about you, Violetta? Right. Even though it would be legal, would you have any desire to do it?
No, but it is on my nudist, or I want to go to a nudist colony. Like,
you don't need to. Now you can go to Wyoming.
Well, I know, but like,
you
I don't want
to go.
I don't want to go to a grocery store and be the only one. Like, if everybody was doing it,
then it'd be okay.
I'd consider it.
It's interesting. You just mentioned you want to go to a nudist colony. Imeldi, mark this down on our calendar for next summer. We're sending Violetta to Nudes a Poppin'.
Oh yeah, it's all good.
There in
all good nude there too.
I want to have the chops to do it. I'm just not confident enough to do
nudes
it.
Nudes a Poppin'. Yeah,
I think seeing the people that are there, you'll be fine.
Because I read this: women in Wyoming and bordering states can now legally go topless in public, and the very first thing I think is, well, just because it's legal doesn't mean anybody wants to do it. Like, if it was all of a sudden legal whip for us to walk around without pants on.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well,
they pass it. Hey, guess what, Eric? You can now run down to the 7-Eleven without your pants on. Totally legal.
All the time.
It's not like I'd want to do it.
Of course not. Like, you wear pants for a reason.
That's
like,
true.
Would you do that if it was legal to not wear pants, Whip? Would you do it?
Let me think about that. Probably not.
We asked 10 women off the air. They didn't know ahead of time the question.
Okay.
We said, hey, do you have any desire whatsoever to be topless in public if it was legal? What do you think the results were?
Yeah, I'm going to just guess. I'm not really sure. I'll say two said that they would.
Two said they would, okay.
Yeah, I'm with Melissa.
You're both right. Two said yes. Eight said no. And then we had three guys call and go, are you sure about this? Let's find out what's currently trending on Twitter with Mel D, social media director, tracking down those top three things we should know about. Any surprises today?
Maybe. Actually, you know what? The number one thing trending might get you.
Okay. All right, I can't wait to hear it. Let's start at number three.
Okay, so there's award shows for TV shows and movies, and now there's going to be an award show for popular YouTube creators. So the Streamy Awards is going to honor the best online entertainment, and they're going to be live on December 13th. So this is everything to online shows and online music videos. It's all going to happen live on YouTube. So there's even an audience creator of the year, and some of these nominees are Tana Mongu, Fortnite star Ninja, and even a Vernon Hills native, David Dobrik, and he's nominated for Creator of the Year.
Wow, look at all that.
Well, I got to look him up.
Man, oh man.
David Dobrik.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Lady Gaga, she's passing it with all of her fans, and last night at her show in Vegas, she accidentally fell off the stage while being in a fan's arm.
Wow.
So she invited a super fan to join her on stage, and when they were dancing on stage, she jumped into this fan's arms, and then the fan's legs kind of gave out, and they fell right off the stage.
This looked bad.
Yeah, it was a little crazy.
Oh, no.
Lady Gaga, she urged the fan who accidentally dropped her off stage not to blame himself since he was crying after all of this happened. She even invited him back on stage and sang the next song with him while asking the internet not to bully him by saying it takes two to tango.
Who's more embarrassed by that episode? The guy that failed to catch her and hold her up, or Lady Gaga because she just got dropped because the guy couldn't hold her up? Who's more embarrassed?
I think him.
I still think it's the guy.
Yeah. I don't know. As the girl, I kind of feel embarrassed. I jump in someone's arms and
they
fall
they collapse.
Over.
I did. That
a
is
a lot of moving parts
bad.
There.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, he was popular back in 2017, and then he went away for a while. But if you can believe it, Love, who had that hit, I Like Me Better, he's the number one thing trending right now. So
really?
He's got a new haircut, a new hair color. But that's not really what gets it. He teamed up with K-pop group BTS. Love is now featured on a remix of their hit song, Make It Right. So now the hashtag Make It Right is out, and it's trending everywhere worldwide.
Ah, thank God Love's back.
Yeah, he's back.
Now I can sleep at night.
Right.
Thanks, Melody.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house. Now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Hey, Sparrow, if your wife said, yeah, I've noticed you've gained some weight, and I'm willing to pay you to drop the weight, you take that deal or are you offended?
Take the deal in a heartbeat.
Heartbeat. Boom.
My wife lost... My wife, we just had a baby. My wife already lost 35 pounds from pregnancy, and the baby's already 7 months old. And I still have the extra 20 pounds.
Right. I say you keep that 20 pounds until a deal comes your way, Sparrow.
Exactly. Maybe add some more.
You look for a deal. Hey, Derek, your wife says you've gained some weight. She's willing to pay you to lose the weight. You taking the deal, or are you horribly offended?
First off, I know she's listening. I would definitely take a deal, but I would twist it.
How?
It's something I wanted. Well,
a little more.
I don't know that actually works. Because look at this. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
What happened?
I for every 10 pounds my husband lost, I offered to do certain things.
Oh
right.
My God.
Right. Right.
What?
Right. Every 10 pounds he lost, you do certain things.
Oh.
And how did that work out?
It didn't. There's no poundage loss.
Right. He's like, you know what?
God.
Maybe put up some money and I will. But
he's
exactly.
Like, I'll just wait for my birthday.
Right. I appreciate the offer, but I'm going to politely decline.
That beef sandwich is just more appealing.
Right. Right.
Ew,
now throw $100 my way and we're ready to go. Just saying. the five things men do that they think are okay but are actually super creepy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, do we think they're okay? That's the question.
Yeah. No, we think they're
we
okay.
We think they're okay, yeah. But I'm going to find out.
But they're actually super creepy.
I'm going to find out if we think these things are okay like we supposedly do.
Five things men do that they think are okay but are actually super creepy.
Okay.
At number five, giving the unsolicited shoulder massage.
Oh.
See, I think we know that's not okay, but we're, like, getting away with it.
We have to stay on topic.
All right. Yes.
We don't know this is okay.
Gotcha.
Hence the topic.
Gotcha.
Five things men do that they think are okay but are actually super creepy.
So excited about Lizzo, I can't think.
There you go. Giving unsolicited shoulder massages. Does that happen much?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get those, Melissa?
I sometimes get them.
Casually touching a woman's thigh or back while you're talking to her.
I actually don't mind that.
Touching your thigh?
Like if we touch your lower back while we're talking to you, it's super creepy.
It depends
who it is.
Yeah. Sometimes if you're in a crowd, like a guy will kind of push you through the crowd doing that. I mean, not aggressively push you,
okay,
but just...
Again, now I got to get both you guys on topic. You can't go with the depends who's doing it. If it's okay. A guy you like, then he's not going to be super creepy.
Right.
Again,
any guy doing
topic.
It.
Five things men do they think are okay but are actually super creepy. These are guys that just walk up to you. They do these things. You don't know them. They're not your former boyfriend. It's not a guy you want to date. It's not a guy you went to high school.
Oh, yeah.
It's a guy who just comes up to you
creepy.
And does these things. It's super creepy.
Super creepy.
Got it. All right, cool.
What's next?
Well, it depends if you know the guy and you like him. Well, then the whole damn topic doesn't mean anything.
All right, all right, all right.
Jeez, you guys really
what's the
hard.
Next one?
If I want to tell you anymore.
Lizzo has scrambled our brains.
Moving a woman's clothing to get a better look at her tattoo.
What?
Hey,
yeah.
Let me check out that tattoo.
Gross.
Yeah. Sorry. Maybe it's on your arm and just slides your shirt up a little bit.
Yikes.
Five things men do they think are okay but are actually super creepy. Saying something like, you're perfect within a few minutes of meeting you.
Yeah.
Ew,
a little too
totally.
Forward, a little too... Yeah.
Back off,
well, it depends
buddy.
If you really like him. Maybe you met him before. And you went on a date with him and you made out with him once. And then no.
Sorry, did the perfect thing bother you? How about a thigh touch?
And then finally, the number one thing men do they think are okay but are actually super creepy, asking a woman, hey, where's my hug?
That happens a lot.
Does that really?
Yeah, people are like, oh, come on in here. You're not going to hug me? No, I'm
really?
Not. Back
really?
Off. Oh, my God.
Hey, where's my hug?
While they're sitting down, too.
Wow.
While they're sitting
what?
Down.
Wow. That is creepy.
Where's my hug while you're sitting down? It's more like a lap dance.
Let's launch it. Here
that's
it is.
That's what they're hoping for.
He walks behind you. He's sneaking. He stares at your butt cheek. Wants to know if you're freaking.
Thinking on it.
Tell us when he got creeping.
Tell us about that one time that one guy got a little creepy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You know, guy you barely know is like, hey, where's my hug? Or he moved aside your shirt to see your tattoo.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God.
All right. He got creepy. Rosa.
Yeah, we were, I had a gentleman tell me, if I was 20 years younger, I would totally date you. But we were at a funeral.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's wrong, you're saying.
That seems to be okay. Funerals, that's the place to pick up women. He got creepy, Brandy.
Yeah, so it was my sister was divorced. She brought over to her new boyfriend. He introduced himself. First thing he did was kiss me on my lips, which I thought was creepy.
Ew.
But then we were talking, and he looked at me, and he said, your sister is right. You do have little boobs.
Ah, nice to meet you.
Yeah. I don't know if you're aware of this. I was just chatting with your sister about your boobs.
Oh, my God.
No, bring it in for a kiss.
Ew.
Where's my hug? Come on.
That is so bad.
He got creepy.
What the heck?
Jeez.
All right, it makes all that other stuff seem ooh. Totally fine,
wow.
doesn't it?
Hi, Christine.
Yes.
You got creepy?
I was at my son's wedding, and the bride's uncle came up behind me. I have a tattoo on my shoulder, and he pulled my dress down to look at my tattoo.
There we go. It's on the list.
Right there.
It made the list. Somebody
oh
actually did
gosh,
that.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Nah, Lisa, he's so creepy.
Oh, my. You don't understand. This guy took out his glass eye, stuck it down my shirt, and told me, I can see you.
We got a winner. We got a winner.
No!
Hold on. We got a winner.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that's a winner.
Yeah, it is.
That's a winner. Anytime he puts a glass eye down your shirt so he can see you.
But the worst part is that I can see you.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, I feel bad for you.
Super freaky creepy.
Oh, my God.
Mixed Morning Mindbender. 64% of people trust a blank more than their manager. 64%, Janet.
A friend?
A friend, no. That'd be about 95%. 64% trust a blank more than their manager, Eileen.
A robot.
Exactly right.
A robot.
Yep.
Oh.
Given the opportunity to work for a robot or their current manager, 64% say, you know, I'm going to go robot.
I kind of get it.
You kind of get it?
Yeah.
Really?
You at least know what you're going to get always.
Why do
you, you know.
So you're in the 64%. You'd rather work for a robot than Captain Hollywood.
Well, I mean, I love Captain Hollywood, but like...
But?
No, I love him. There's some other bosses
in
the workplace that aren't good or you can't trust.
You're saying our market manager, you'd rather work for a robot than him?
No, would you stop it?
No.
I'm not talking about within this company. I'm saying other companies have bad bosses.
You're in trouble.
Other companies have bad bosses.
You might want to leave at 9 o'clock before they have a chance to say, we're going to need to see you in the office.
Nothing to do with here.
Employees tend to ignore 40% of emails they receive. You're living proof of that because that one email you ignored, that cost you.
God.
Opportunity missed. Look what happened to Kim. You ignored the email, Kim, and what was it?
I missed out on Oprah's My Favorite Thing show.
You would have got so many presents.
Wow.
That was clean up city.
No kidding.
It was horrible.
You could have won a car.
You could have had a car.
You get a car, and you get a car, and you get a car.
Oh my God,
I got nothing.
What happened? You didn't see it? It was in your spam? You just saw that it's just crap?
I saw it in spam. Yeah. I was on a waiting list. I've been trying desperately just to go to one of her shows, and I was on a waiting list, you know, and it's like, hey, if you get this email, you have to, you know, be ready to go the next day or, you know, whenever. And I saw it, and I'm like, yeah, right. You know, someone's messing with me.
Yeah.
And, yep. I missed it.
Oh, man, that's incredible.
Horrible. The email you ignored and you missed out. Michael.
Hey there. So, my company has a thing where you get a significant discount if you go get a checkup annually.
Right.
I did not do that.
Aha. You didn't get your checkup, you didn't get your discount.
Nope. It's like a $30 discount off of the deductible every 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
So instead of paying $180, I could be paying $150.
Just like that.
That's every paycheck.
Right.
You didn't go and get the checkup.
Right. You didn't see
Still.
It. Because you were busy ignoring the Oprah email you got right before it.
It adds up.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Jaquan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How are you?
I'm doing good. So the email I got was, I read it after this happened, by the way. So the email I got was essentially don't flush the toilet in the employee bathroom that's connected to the store, essentially. Because no matter what you do in it, it'll flush.
Don't flush the toilet. Okay.
All right. Okay.
I can see where this is going.
Yeah. Well, want to hear it, though. Yeah.
What happened, okay, Jaquan? Yeah.
So I went in the back. Obviously, I flushed the toilet. And the toilet was water was rising. I'm, like, freaking out. And the water, like, flooded into the store. And people were like, oh, your store's flooding. Flood everywhere. Like, water's everywhere. And I'm, like, freaking out. She's like, you didn't read the email? Like, I didn't read the email.
They told me what to do.
You should tell someone in person.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.